This is Dale Connolly reporting. News meant for amusement. Gas prices continue to climb. Economists say this remarkable increase will not necessarily derail the economic expansion, even though in years past the economy has been highly sensitive to changes in the oil market. We asked Wendy Vapers to take a break as our chief political correspondent and focus instead on being an expert on oil and economics.
It's as simple as can be if you don't let yourself get confused by numbers and facts.
Well, thanks for giving it a try, Wendy. Can you explain to us why oil costs so much?
Well, it's called supply and demand.
Uh-huh.
Demand for oil is up, supply is down. So when that happens, the price goes up. This is a change from other years when demand for oil was still up, but the supply was even upper. Then the price went down. See?
And the oil producers, are they orchestrating this?
Well, it's like Scarlett O'Hara in Gone with the Wind. Did you see that movie?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you remember the part of the movie where everything is going really wrong for her? No home, everything's on fire, really, really sad.
Uh-huh.
That was the oil producers just a few years ago.
Mm.
And just like Scarlett, they promised themselves that they would never go hungry again. So this is their revenge for Tara, if you will.
Wow, well, thanks for putting it in terms that even I can understand.
Oh, no problem.
Now, is there anything we can do about it?
No, we're really, really helpless.
And you've been out talking to drivers about this, too, haven't you?
Yes, in fact, I went to a local fuel fill station and offered to pump gas for motorists if they would talk to me about prices. I had plenty of takers, and they are in agreement that they don't like the new higher prices. Surprise! Just about everybody had expected gas to stay low. One person I talked to was Don Snickler, who just took delivery on a year 2000 Intimidator Sherpa.
It was between this and the Conquistador.
This is as big as a freighter. Why did you think
it's not for me. It's my wife and kids.
Maybe you should have gone with something smaller?
That's a safety issue. What if a container ship breaks loose from its moorings?
Is there a big chance of a container ship drifting up onto the freeway?
Well, it's not only that. I mean, suppose a meteor comes streaking out of the sky and hits the road right in front of them. Most cars wouldn't stand up to that. In a big SUV, there's some measure of protection against meteors and ocean freighters and volcanoes also.
But this concern isn't limited to the owners of the biggest cars. One gentleman driving a medium-sized family sedan said the transportation needs of his preteens has made the high price of gas especially hard to pay.
Well, we run around so much, we're stopping to fill up 3-4 times a day. Usually between hockey and dance we stop. Just before swimming we fill up, and then we hit the gas station right after the violin lessons at the end of the day.
That must be terribly expensive.
Yeah.
Where do you find the money?
Well, I've had to go to some income sources I wasn't expecting to use. Do you have a husband or a boyfriend or something?
Why did you ask?
Well, I mean, if he's in the market for a man's watch, or if you are, I have a really nice one right here. And you can have it for a song, really.
But that's your watch, isn't it?
Well, it doesn't have to be.
But it wasn't just the drivers of big cars who were desperate and a little spooky. Even this woman, who declined to give her name, was upset, and she drove a very small vehicle.
Yeah, I'm just barely making my loan payments, so now with these gas prices, I have to choose between continuing to pay for a car I can't afford to run or continuing to run a car I can't afford to keep.
Gee, how do you make a choice between those choices?
How easy. If I keep on paying for the car and park it, I can't get to work and the money dries up and I lose everything, you know? On the other hand, if I buy gas and skip the loan payments, the car will be repossessed and then I can't get to work, the money dries up and I lose everything, so that makes it simple, really.
No one is immune to the pain of high gas prices. Truckers have been especially hard hit. I found some with their big rigs engaged in a park-in outside Congressman Loomis Beachley's local office.
Basically, the message here is, I've got a big truck, and when I park it and let it run, it stinks and annoys everybody.
What would it take to get you to move the truck?
Well, it would take a big old cut in the gas tax to make that happen.
How about just turning the truck off? What would it take to get you to do that?
Oh, you'd have to propose a tax cut for sure.
How about on sucking the hose from your exhaust pipe.
The one that's shooting diesel fumes up towards his office window up there?
What would it take to get you to unhook that?
Al, if he'd come on out here and talk to us. Hell, even him just tumbling out the door choking would be a positive sign.
One thing is for sure, economics is an up and down business. When the price of gas goes up, patience goes down. And when the price of gas goes down, the size of cars goes up. And when the cost of running those cars goes up, acceptance of the status quo goes down. And unless we can get down to business and use up less gas, which will make consumption go down, everybody is likely to be more fed up than ever before, which is a prospect that gets some people down. I'm Wendy Vapors, and I'm reporting.